Take a couple of nice breaths again to center yourself. And then letting yourself or your body really relax. With each breath, you become a little lighter. And you bring your awareness either to your heart or very gently let it float, settle in your mind's eye, ready to receive the images which carry you into that visualization, into this non-ordinary reality where we bring forward the images which carry us into manifestation when we come back with them. And so now just feel your body. Be aware where your body is in the room where you are right now. So in your mind's eye, you remember where the sofa is, where that table is, what else is in your room. And now see that there's a mist coming in and filling that room and taking away the clarity of whatever furnitures are there. The limitations of the wall, they disappear. And that mist comes in very gentle, supportive way all around you. And as you lose sight of where you are in the physical, that mist is carrying you off. It lifts you up, and in your visualization, you see yourself carrying, moving along, being carried over into non-ordinary reality, into a space of magic creation and communication with the subtle and the divine feminine. And so feel yourself floating, moving into a safe, sacred space. And as you arrive at that space, you see a light appearing, guiding you, leading you forward, inviting you. And as you move closer, the mist opens up. And you find yourself in a stone circle. You see that path of the circle, which has been walked many, many times by different people. It's a perfect circle going from one stone to the other. And you see very distinctive four big stones which take the space of the four directions. They're in perfect harmony opposite each other. And each one takes either the space of a winter or summer solstice, they are opposite each other, or the equinoxes, spring and autumn, also mirroring each other. And we know that the center, in the center, is all that which holds the divine consciousness, spirit, the knowing, the wisdom. And so you see yourself move forward towards the stone which represents the winter solstice. And you can look across to the other side and you see that stone which is holding the summer season. And so you may want to touch that stone. Just close your eyes and connect to that energy of the darkness, the sacred dark, which holds the spirit of new life, which holds the spark of life-giving sacred feminine energy, which is nurturing, full of wisdom. And then you're ready to open your eyes. Just take aim and look over to that stone which stands for the spring equinox. And when you're ready, you begin very slowly to walk towards that stone, along that circle which has been drawn in the ground by many, 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 many times, circling that wheel of the year and that wheel of wisdom. And you go very slowly, bare feet. You feel that ground under your feet, that land which holds the wisdom of the mother, which has the presence of all of the elements and is home to all of our relations, to all the animals, the plants, the fairies, the standing ones, the trees who look on as you're moving forward gently, consciously connecting and feeling those elements awakening in you, the earth element in your body and the water element in your blood, the air which is in your breath and the fire which is in your spirit. And as you move forward, you see that your path towards that spring portal is being lined by elders, by the wisdom keepers of the sacred feminine, the grandmothers, the ancestors, the matriarchs, the goddesses, the priestesses, all of these archetypes, some which you know and some which are new to you. And as you move forward and as you approach them, they look at you and they start communicating with you, sharing their wisdom. And each of their gift, it might be just through the way they look at you, they might whisper a word into your ear or awaken an emotion in your heart. You receive a gift and they awaken in you the memory, the awareness, the consciousness, the knowing of what gift you carry. And so in a way, by every time you meet one of them, you collect one of your superpowers which are already in you, but you become aware of them. You place them in your heart. So take the time now to move forward. Just allow yourself to receive the presence of the divine, of the sacred. Of the knowing, of the wisdom. And feel how you are supported, how some of them, they walk a little bit with you. They join you on your path to that portal of the spring, which you see now coming up in front of you. It's that halfway between winter solstice and spring equinox, that portal of Imbolc, that portal which is that step forward into the spring season. And as you come to the portal, you become aware of the goddess Brigid, the guardian of that spring portal. She's there with all of the wisdom. And she lets you have the vision of the other side, what awaits you as you arrive with your sacred creative force and your wisdom. Now you get a vision and see it develop in your mind's eye, how your intention grow in front of your eyes. Enjoy that feeling of initiation and the fire which awakens inside of you and which you become aware with all of your senses of that fire, that sacred fire which you carry. And when you're ready, Bridget will help you and she will step through that portal with you. You can move in and out in that portal. You can dance forward and backwards and enjoying that feeling of the pull and manifestation, awakening. Enjoy that threshold and that activation it carries to activate you into your potential. And try to see what it feels like. Try to create that memory in your body, what it feels like to step through with your wisdom, with your fire, with your sacred feminine into the activation of your dreams and your intentions. And as you step through this portal for the next time, with all of the wisdom and the feeling in your body, you see the mist coming back all around you, fading that image of that sacred big circle, fading the vision of the ancestors waving at you, waving goodbye at you, and that portal and Goddess Bridget also gently fading away, leaving you in your heart center, filled with the images and the sense of activation. And you're being carried now back from the non-ordinary reality into your space at home, into your sacred bubble, your sacred light, into your body. And as the mist dissolves, you become aware again of the room, the walls, the furniture, your sofa, the place where you are sitting right now. And whenever you are ready, you are back to open your eyes and be back in this space.